What's happening? Why don't we do anything but let the credits start to roll? Read me out. Put an end to this episode. Well, that's my new single. It's called Read Me Out. And I hope you'll listen to the whole thing. It's available on all streaming platforms. And I don't usually share this kind of thing here. It's not really the point of this podcast. But the phrase Read Me Out, that's an unequivocal nod to podcasting. And it's appropriate for what I want to talk about today. Here's the thing. I'm thinking of shutting this podcast down. As you know, over the past, since 2022 when I was releasing these singles, I've really shifted my media focus and spending a lot more time on music rather than podcasting. So, you know, in the past, running a podcast has been a lot of effort, and I think I'm going to shut it down unless you convince me otherwise. Because here's the thing, even though I'm doing music now, I'm still carrying clients for content marketing. I still teach. But even the music, it still involves marketing, and I'm still treating everything like an experiment, like I do, and I'm learning a ton on how to launch products and services in this realm. And look, that's still applicable to any small business doing the same thing, right? The product in music is the songs, the singles, like the one that I was just playing, and the service is performing live shows. And I'm using all the different platforms, again, treating them like an experiment. So in other words, doing short form video on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, trying out Clapper for text. I've been trying out Blue Sky, Threads, Substack Notes, Mastodon, Post News. And you can tell the landscape has changed in social. Twitter is now completely useless. Facebook, even less so. I mean, I legitimately forget that it exists sometimes. It's so useless to me. And LinkedIn, don't even get me started on LinkedIn. So I guess I want to ask you, do you want to learn about some of these strategies, observe what I'm doing with TikTok for marketing small businesses, or do you want to understand a short-form video strategy in general? What about the alternatives to Twitter, for instance? You want to see what they are, how to use them, or what happens with the next platform that's bound to fail, which is Instagram, right? Are you ready for these changes in this tumult in the social media realm? I mean, I'm using all these platforms, again, treating them like an experiment, but I'm in this new realm now. Spending a lot of time there. I do think it's still applicable, but I leave it to you, right? Do you want to hear about what it's like to be an independent musician, recording and performing artist, and we can sort of map those things onto what you're doing as a small business? And not to mention, you know, one of my other projects is that I'm also running a new startup publisher called Live Places Publishing. I'm part owner, and this is full-on product marketing of IP in the form of ebooks, and where we have institutions that pay us in advance sometimes, and we do a revenue share for production costs, so kind of an innovative model, and we've not taken outside money, so totally bootstrapped, and even though we're making money, I've gone 18 months without a paycheck on this, right? So my biz partner and I have had, we got to pay everyone first, right? So though, you know, the business is doing pretty well so far, and I'm thinking we should be able to start drawing at least a small salary this year. So that will be welcome. So here it is. Do you want me to share what I'm learning day to day, week to week in these ongoing experiments so that you can gain something from it? If yes, send me a comment. And look, I'd love to hear from you as well. It's been a while. But what I really mean by saying yes is to subscribe with some support via Patreon. Bandcamp now has a monthly support option aside from downloading, or Substack, the paid version of that. I got links in the show notes, but you know, I'm at MBOEZI everywhere. And it's tough for us to ask. But look, these are the new rules. In order to devote time to this, I need some support. And I get it. If you're not in a position to do that, I understand. You can still observe what I'm doing on all the platforms that I just mentioned. You can glean your own strategies. And I get it. You or I didn't ask for this job, right? To be supporting every independent artist out there. But that's what we get when those billionaires have drained all the value out of the value chain for us. So here we are. And if your answer is no or a tacit no, and we just want this to fade into the internet oblivion, well, just roll the credits and read me out. Read me out. Put an end to this episode.